it, different things are going to call for a different version of myself. Like you said, when you're doing music, you might be a little bit more vocal. When you're...
It's a cake. We're a cake. Like one of them giant wedding cakes where it's like five tiers.
Yeah.
Or onion. Know, just, or onion too. That's the easy, yeah, that's the, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's a Shrek set.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking like, you know, you're not just the top layer. You got three tiers. You a five-tier cake.
Yeah.
Go ahead, my bad.
With multiple flavors. But...
32 flavors.
Pause. Yeah, that was about to go wild.
That's what you were singing? I was about to start singing the song.
To be wild, my guy.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Great Area Podcast. I'm Shakoya D.
Badman breezing to here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is the Gray Area Podcast where we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we'd love to bring you guys in on them. In the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. To tell a friend. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. But also, we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. So, if you want to catch this podcast live, and early.
And in color.
And, yeah.
in color.
As well as other content that we have, like our food review show.
Who made this?
And our...
The Standard.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's our song. Standard. The Standard by Brian Breeze.
Talk. Talk, King.
Definitely subscribe to our Patreon. And we do have more content on the way. So be on the lookout for that. You'll get a lot more. But let's get into it, y'all. How y'all feeling today?
Fantastic, fantastical, magical, all of that. How about yourself?
I feel good. I got a little bit of sleep, so I'm feeling a lot better, but yeah, I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm good. I tried to take a nap before, well, when I came back, but it didn't work, so I'm good though. I'm just chilling. I'm mellowed out today.
Mellow breeze, word.
Mellow breeze. Mellow breeze from heaven.
Right now.
But,
that's fire. Mellow breeze from heaven. I'm about to have to use that food.
Something
might be a name or something. Actually, yeah, because now I'll be giving myself names in my songs.
Mellow breeze.
Yeah, mellow breeze from heaven. Yeah, I'm going to start like that next song I write. Okay. Mellow breeze from heaven, 7-11.
I don't think it's that wasn't good.
That was like the jokes.
Don't start like that.
It was.
Whew, man.
Shannon's out of here. Strike.
All right, what are we talking about today, y'all?
All right, today I was pondering. No habits when I ponder. So I realized that there's a difference between living and working.
What's the difference?
Right. From what I've experienced, right?
No.
Go ahead.
You know, definitely a difference between living and working.
Yeah.
But they're two different words.
Yeah. Outside of the obvious, right? And of course, you know, work-life balance, all that stuff. But like not actually realizing that for a long portion of time, I've been working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me too. Just like, just
29
working.
Years.
Yeah, but.
Working to get by.
But. I think there's a big difference between working and living, because when I didn't realize until I stopped working or when I was in a space where I couldn't actually do the things that I was working towards, that the working and living were two separate things. So like I'm literally in a space where it's like I can't do that. I don't have access to certain things that I normally would have access to get my work done, but I'm living. So it's like. As much as I wanted to be like, this sucks, blah, blah, it's like I'm actually like I'm living right now. So it's like the living is a solely separate portion from the working. And it's like, it's not even, to me, it's not even just a matter of like the going out portion. It's just like the relationships, the like just people, the communication, like all of it is, they're two separate things. And I guess I got, when you get hung up on one, you forget about the other. So, but that's what I've realized. So if y'all have any thoughts, feel free.
I feel like I agree. It's a completely different thing between working and living. I feel like, me personally, I don't know about everybody else. I wasn't sent here to work. I was sent here to live.
I don't know about y'all. Y'all might have been sent here to work, but not me.
I was definitely sent here to live and just enjoy life. It's mad stuff happening in the world, but it's still a lot of beautifulness in the world. And if you're so fixated on working, work, one, you just focus, like you just chasing the money. If you just work, you only doing that to get some money. And if you only chasing the money, you're never going to have enough money. So that's what I come to realize. So the more I live, the more money I actually have. Like, it'd be weird. Like, once I stop thinking about the money, and I probably need to start listening to myself more, but the more I stop thinking about money and just enjoy life, live life, and just be, do, I'll be good. Like, everything be good. So, yeah, completely different thing between working and living. That's all I got for right now.
So, I agree that there is a difference between working and living, as y'all just said. But one thing to what you just said about if you're just working, you're only focused on money, that's not always true. Because I feel like sometimes as creatives and as entrepreneurs, it's not a thing where I'm so caught up on chasing whatever dollar sign is behind this thing. Sometimes it's that I'm so caught up in creating what I'm creating or reaching whatever goal it is. It might not be a monetary goal. It literally might just be I'm trying to finish this album, I'm trying to finish this song, or I'm trying to finish these 30 songs.
You feel like that's work? Like, do you consider that work? I don't consider that work, but
that's technically work.
That's the point I was making was it's like there's the it's not work in terms of the traditional sense, but
how I was looking at
yeah, going to work. No, I'm talking about like the work, like whatever the work is for you. So it could be if you're doing
your life work,
whatever your life work is versus your actual life. Because I for a long time I thought it was the same thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm working towards this so that I can better my life or whatever. And then
we having a conversation.
I was just I was gonna let you. I wanted to let y'all finish before because that's what I was thinking about. But yeah, just going through, and it's like I was in a space where I couldn't do the work, but it wasn't bad because I'm getting experiences from life. So it's like all I'm doing it when I go back home, it's like all I'm doing is living. Like I have no way of doing everything I wanted to do, so I have to just live, right? So I have to just experience, have conversations, and get enjoy the relationships or not enjoy the relationships, whatever it is, right? So like do the things, and then when I come back to the work, it feels like, dang, I wasn't working. So it's like, but then it's like, it's not necessarily a bad thing because I was living. But that's why this was the first time where I finally understood the whole work-life balance, where it's like, there's your work and then there's your life. And that's how I've been processing. Go ahead, Mike, you know that you was doing.
I feel like a lot of times, and I'll get back to my original point, but I feel like a lot of times, like what happens is because we're in this country, in this society, we're taught to go into like the regular traditional form of work that we don't realize, like, yes, this is my passion, but in the same vein, I'm also building a business. I'm also building a legacy. Like, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, which isn't typically equated with just a regular 9-to-5, or because that hasn't been our experience with a regular 9-to-5, it's been some people's experience, just not ours. So it's like, so we're looking at, okay, this stuff over here isn't work, but when in fact it is. Because just how some people look at school not being work, it technically is work. It's a form of work because you're studying, you're taking tests, you're doing, it's some level of work that has to go into it. So then when you realize, like, oh, when we talk about hermit mode, I'm so immersed in my work that I don't realize that I'm not out here living life as well. And I feel like sometimes it's fine, but then sometimes when, like, you get too lost in it, especially as a creative, as an entrepreneur, as whatever, it's easy to, like, just get so wrapped up in your work, especially when you're passionate about it, that you forget about the other things. Even in, like, the corporate world or whatever, in anybody's work, if you are, you can get wrapped up in it. So, like you were saying, like I was saying before, I don't necessarily agree that it's always, you know, a monetary thing. Cause
it, I don't agree with that no more either. Now. Got the
context. Out of the process.
So, because, like, sometimes it is monetary, and sometimes, because sometimes money is just people's motivation. So they're like, I don't care about what else is going on. I'm just about to get this bag. And they just try to get this bag. And I mean, I've done that before too. So I didn't like that. It was a very miserable time for me. It wasn't very miserable. I actually had a great time. But I was also living life while I was doing it. It was weird. Anyways. Dang.
Creative?
Oh, yeah. As a creative.
It's no.
As a creative, you don't realize, and I think it's also because, like, traditionally, in a traditional sense, like, you don't, like you just said, I wasn't equating me working on my music to being work. I was thinking 9 to 5. So a lot of times we do that, but then you look at, all right, I've been just creating, and then you realize, oh, I haven't been outside in 3 months. So, yeah.
I was thinking about, I feel like this goes along with it. Yesterday, I was thinking about, I haven't found a balance between, like, if I'm working, I'm working. If I'm relaxing, I'm relaxing. Like, I haven't found the balance between the, all right, I'm going to relax for a little bit, for like an hour or two, then I'm going to go work. Like, once I start relaxing, it's over with. Ain't nothing getting done. But if I'm working, I'm not relaxing at all. Like, it's just one thing after another after another. Probably end up burning out sometimes, but hey, I'm working on it.
One thing that you said before, I forgot what you said, I don't remember what you said, but the budget needs to say she was saying, oh, you said the more you live life, like, the more you wind up having money or whatever. Something that the Budgetista said was, the better she treats herself, the better life treats her.
Yeah, because you're happy. Like, that energy come back to you. Like, so if you just living life, enjoying life, at least for me, I'm doing stuff, I'm not thinking about if I have enough. I know I have enough. If I want to go somewhere and I just go, I'm just going, and I'm enjoying this time. I'm bringing joy into my reality, into my experience. Then that automatically comes back to me.
Oh, I was going to say, that's been true for my experience too. So, like, that was all I was going to say.
Run it up!
I think it's a give and take, and that's what I was learning as I was in a space where I couldn't work, right? Because the work is supposed to, the work informs life, and life informs work. So it's like, it's almost like a seesaw. That's how I'm thinking about it right now. So it's like, the more you do one thing, the less you're doing of the other.
Table tennis.
And yeah, literally just
ping pong.
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
And table tennis.
Same thing.
It is, but I've never heard you call it that.
Like, what?
Like, hold on, who are you?
But that actually goes to one of my questions that I was about to ask. I was going to say, like, because it had me thinking, so who am I when I'm not working? Like, outside of whatever the work is. Because, like, a lot of your, when it comes to creatives, I feel like a lot of our identity is tied to, like, the things that we do. So, like, who are you when you're not doing that anymore? And then Mellow Breeze?
Mellow Breeze from heaven.
Are you still Breeze when you, when you're not working?
Are you?
Mellow Breeze.
I mean, that's up to you. That's up to you. I'm not going to tell you who you are, but
lifestyle change.
But again, just understanding like your life and under where, how different that is versus when you're creating something, because in essence you're creating something to help better your life. But it's like, what is your life outside of the thing that you're
creating? I never thought about that though. I never asked myself that question of like who I am when outside of my work, because I guess it's also a thing of, and I know we had talked about this, I think a long time ago, about like code switching and stuff like that. I don't think it's the same thing like code switching, but like, I guess which version of you is there? Because like sometimes we've talked about like performance mode and stuff like that. Like that version of you a lot of times is different than like just your at home and chilling version of you. Like, I don't know.
And I think there's layers to it. Like, and we talked about this before. You, like, all right, when you're creative, you may be, maybe you're more introspective. Maybe you're, you know, or maybe you're the opposite. Maybe you're just more, you're more like out there or whatever. But then your friends know you as the person. Like, maybe you're the telling how it is friend. And you may have, but because you're like that, you don't have that. When you're creating, you don't have you in that context anymore. So like, that's not like that, you're not using that version, but when you go back to your regular life, this is a version of you or a part of you that's like separate from your actual work. So it's like you start to see, at least for me, I started to see more of like, all right, well, this is, I'm, when I'm not doing this, I'm also this and that, and I'll be joking too much, and but I'll be serious, and I'll be like, so it's like going through and just seeing like who I am outside of the work. And that's why I was like, dang, this is weird. All I wanted to do was work.
But I feel like even within the work, all right, within the work and outside of the work, we the same people. It's just certain aspects are highlighted more. So if this is what I want to do, I may have to be more vocal. I may have to I'll use that. I may have to be, like, if I'm making music, I may have to be more vocal, because one, I'm making music, two, I'm on stage. I don't want to just sit there and just rap the song. That's boring for me. So I can only imagine what the people watching feel.
I feel like it's all, okay, I think it's all one of us, like all a version of us. I just feel like, because we're multifaceted people. So we can't, I feel like we have a way of putting ourselves in a box of being like, oh, this is who I am, when it's like, we change depending on the situation. Not saying that like we're fake or anything like that, but like situationally, it, different things are going to call for a different version of myself. Like you said, when you're doing music, you might be a little bit more vocal. When you're
it's a cake. We're a cake, like one of them giant wedding cakes where it's like five tiers.
Yeah.
Or onion too. That's the easy, yeah. That's the that makes sense. Yeah.
Shrek said.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking like, you know, you're not just the top layer. You got three tiers. You a five tier cake.
Yeah.
Go ahead, my bad.
With multiple flavors. But
32 flavors. Pause.
Yeah, that was about to go wild.
That's what you were saying. I was about to start singing the song. I was about to start singing it.
I wasn't ever going to finish.
And I was up there, I got 32 flavors. And I was like, oh. 32
flavors.
You got to get the people going.
I'm like, that's not what he really meant.
What I do on stage? Mm-hmm. Hey, who got 32 flavors? Of what?
Nothing. Dang. Man. We're multifaceted people. But yeah, different situations are gonna call for different versions of you. And it's like one version might shine a little brighter in that moment. Like if it's an emergency, you don't want calm Shakoya. Well, actually, you might want calm Shakoya D, right? You also might want like quick thinking Sequoia D. You don't want detox Sequoia D. You don't want, she ain't gonna do nothing, okay?
Gonna make you some tea.
She's gonna go to sleep. She's gonna walk away and call somebody and be like, hey, I don't know what's going on over here. Not gonna be reactive at all for real. But just thinking about that, I feel like I was really trying to say something. I had a point originally. Oh, we have a tendency to put ourselves in a box about who we are being, who we're allowed to be, and saying like, oh, this is me. This is me in my totality, when it's like, nah, we got layers. I guess in the past have thought of it as being one thing. So now it's like, who am I being? And I know y'all talked about this before, but it's like, who am I being in this moment? Who am I allowing myself to be in this moment? And that's not always going to be the same exact answer every single day. Sometimes it's going to be, I am being the relaxed person. Sometimes it's going to be, I'm being the singer. Sometimes it's going to be, I'm being the person who don't feel like talking because I just woke up and I don't want to talk to nobody.
I feel like with the who I'm allowed to be part, I feel like a lot of times we get stuck on what we feel like that's supposed to look like.
Yes.
So then, like, we're trying to, like, I've accepted that this is me, but now I'm trying to make it fit or make it make sense instead of just being.
But not even making it make sense to yourself. It's like you're trying to make it make sense to everybody else. And it's like, don't just be the thing, and it'll make sense how it's supposed to make sense. It might be in hindsight, but it's just like, that's something that I had to learn. It's not always going to make sense while you're there, but sometimes when you look back, you're just going to be like, oh, now I have a name for that version of me.
Mellow Breeze.
but even still, like, it's funny because when you're in it, at least how I was processing it was when I'm living, it's almost like I didn't want to stop for a time period, and then, but then I realized I have to go back because that helps me, like the work helps me define what I just experienced.
Yes.
So it's like the more I do, and I think this is the case with anybody who has like any craft, like anything that you do, where it's like it almost shows you who you are as you're doing it. So like when you go out and you have an experience, it's like, oh, I got into an argument with so-and-so. When you go back to your work, some of it gets reflected back in it.
Did you say this earlier? Life gives the work meaning and work gives life meaning?
I didn't say those words in that particular order. That's probably, that was wonderfully said.
Don't worry, yeah.
If that was a Mellow Breeze original, that was beautifully said.
That's what I took from it. They work hand in hand, so can't really enjoy one without the other, in its fullest, like to its fullest capacity.
You could, that was good.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us.
I remember. I think, and I don't know if the work would be considered your purpose. I don't know if that's what it would be considered, like in a broader term.
I feel like your purpose is wrapped up into your work because our purpose changes, like throughout life, the more we live. Like, so said experience may bring up another purpose that was always in us, but we wasn't able to hit it until we hit 35. Until we experienced this thing, we didn't know that we were even interested in it or it was even possible. So now it's like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I feel like they just evolved together.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they just evolved together. The more you grow and learn, and experience, the more your work grows and grows and evolves, as well as your purpose. That's all right. That's cool. Hopefully, I think it was during a pause.
Hopefully, if y'all watch it, I just kicked the recorder. So if you hear a boom, boom, or anything like that, it's just my foot. crazy. Yeah, I agree with what y'all saying.
And it's hilarious because when I look at other people, like when you look at the successful people, they all, if you look at it, when they start going through their memoir, you start seeing what their lives was all like, dang, they their actual, like, their life, like, what they, like, outside of what they ended up doing, mm-hmm. whatever else their career was, their actual life be interesting. I was like, wow, people live interesting lives, and it's like, that has nothing to do with what you, your work, it just, like you said, it just kind of facilitates the,
yeah.
Each one leans on the next one, so it's like, people live very interesting lives, so they also, which also kind of gives them interesting work.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel like a lot of times the work be therapeutic. So even if it's creative or like a structured setting, I don't know. I feel like it just be therapeutic. Like if you're doing something you love, I feel like it always ends up there being therapy because it's easy to get lost in it. So now it's not like I'm forcing this or I got to make this happen. It's, I want to be here. And this is essentially like a place of peace. Like, this is a safe space for me.
But not only that, it's also a thing where depending on what's going on in life or whatever happens, you're able to finally express whatever experience that you took in. That's your way of, like, actually finally releasing it a lot of times, especially if it's something that you enjoy. So it is therapeutic because, like, I'm not, if it's a bad emotion or a bad experience, it allows you to not bottle it up as much or at all anymore, depending on if you're able to, like, fully release it. Or even if it's a good experience, it's like you're able to put out, like, release that experience into the world or release what you learned or whatever and get it on paper or whatever medium or, you know, throughout whatever. Just getting your experiences out. And I know in the Untethered Soul, they talked about letting things pass through you, the experiences, the emotions and stuff like that. And it's like, it's not just for the negative stuff. It's also for everything, like, so that you can continue to be and exist in the next moment. You're releasing the things that you learned from the past moments. And I think that's why you're able to get so lost into it, because it serves so many different purposes. But then it's like, all right, you released everything. You don't have nothing else to release. I mean, you might, because you probably put something out there, but until you go out there and live. And living doesn't necessarily mean you got to be out there doing nothing crazy or, like, jumping off of buildings or, like, putting your life at risk. Sometimes it's literally just going outside and being with nature or meeting a new person or, you know, trying just a new thing or something.
Before y'all go, I just got to tell the people. She mentioned the Untethered Soul. We read the Untethered Soul in the book club. The book and book club stands for Building Our Own Kingdom. That's exactly what we do in Great Vibes, Great Conversation with Amazing People. So join the book club. We meet every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We just building our own community.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. Kingdom. Kingdom. Let's go, people. Join the book club. It's going to be in the, not on the screen. It might pop
it
up
might
on, the
be on the screen.
It'll pop up on the screen, and it's going to be in the description. Join the book club, Ben Breeze, and the good people.
Word. It's not going to be like last time. All right.
Was you about to say something?
I was.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I was going to say, how am I?
It's like, I thought I was done. I'm not sure.
Thank you guys for bearing with us for that shameless ad. No, I'm like,
Word.
I think how I'm going to approach it now going forward is like living and it like almost like living and being just close enough so that I can do work at the same time. So like live, work, live, run over to do some work, live, go, because that's the only way for me to be able to harness both or get to be able to like grab both while it's still fresh. Because you might have an experience and it's like, I gotta wait three weeks for me to be able to express this. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that. Versus when you're working, it's like I'm working. I'm hitting a wall. I don't know why I'm hitting a wall. It's like because there's other stuff that you're supposed to get from living. So I think it's like a little.
Yeah, I said
a step before the other kind of thing.
A couple. It was a couple weeks ago. I forgot where I went, but I be inspired by everything. Like I be inspired all the time. So the more stuff I do, the more places I go, people I speak to, the more like once I get back, it's like I be inspired to like just put some work in. So like, yeah, the more stuff I do, the more stuff I experience. I actually be wanting to work. Because I think that's where the balance comes in.
I'm pretty sure this was in a Budgetista course. I can't remember which one it was, but it wasn't the only time I heard that. I feel like, okay, this is what I heard, y'all. Hold on. Work-life balance is a myth, is what I heard.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Okay. So I heard that in a course, but I also heard it from other podcasts and stuff like that. But I think maybe that's why it's so, because I know you mentioned you haven't figured out your work-life balance. And I think, we did talk about this.
And I think I actually figured it out. I just don't be thinking about it. Like after my last statement, I remembered. I figured it out.
I was going to say, but going into like what Damani was saying about living and working, I was like, I feel like in those times, like sometimes you have to wait the 3 weeks. Sometimes I feel like it's important to wait the 3 weeks because there's more to the experience. Sometimes, not always, because if we're traveling or something like that and like we don't have access to whatever we need to release, whatever emotion is behind the experience, like sometimes there's purpose in it. But also, depending on what your work is, there may be like a smaller version of your medium or whatever that you can use to release whatever emotions. Like us as writers, I can write at any time. Like, excuse me, I might not be able to record it, but I can at least write down whatever I need to get out. And I think that is a part of figuring out whatever your harmony is, as far as like work, life, and whatever. Just being able to express yourself on the go. I know that when we were talking about like nutrition and stuff like that, not on the podcast, but just like behind closed doors, we talked about not undoing, you know, being prepared so that we don't wind up like undoing what the work that we've already done. And I think that's a part of it. I feel like there are times where we are living life, so we don't necessarily have all the big tools that we're accustomed to. But if I have maybe like a notepad with me, or I can use my phone, or let's say I draw or whatever, like I got something, just something with me that I can just go scribble something down real quick. Yeah, I think that helps to figure out like that balance, that harmony, whatever you want it to look like, so that you can still express yourself even when you're living life.
And finding that balance, harmony, work, life, union, whatever that looks like, I feel like that goes back to knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to look different for everybody. It's going to look different for everybody. And even knowing when to take that 3 weeks, like you have to know yourself, because it could be like we could all be doing the same thing, but we all in different seasons in whatever thing that we doing. So we all going the same way. I may have to take these 3 weeks to just chill and lock in while y'all out. And I'm like, but they got so much done. I don't feel like I'm getting... Now we looking around because we see everybody else doing what we would want to do, or it's easier to go along with what everybody else doing. So we see everybody else having a good time. So now it's like, I feel like I should be having a good time too. When all actuality, this part of the journey is amazing. We just have to sit down and find the light in everything that's going on, the joy in everything that's going on.
Yeah, I was going to say... To that point, and to to the Budgenese's point, or just the idea. I don't necessarily agree that there's no work-life balance. I mean, I would more say it's a work-life rhythm. Like, you have to get in whatever the rhythm of... Because... straight up the top. But, but yeah, no, I think it's a work-life rhythm, because, like, you... Even if there's stretches where you're just working, that's okay, as long as you flip to the other side and you live. So it's like, literally, like I said, seesaw, like just understanding the flow of how it's supposed to go for you. Because you may be like, I need to work for a month straight, and then not need to work on anything else for another month. And that's how you get the best out of it. So that way you're as close as you can be to the experience, so that you can still express it, but you're not living in the experience for longer than you need to be.
Right.
I feel like that goes to his point of, like, no, you have to know yourself. Because of the fact that everybody has such different rhythms, and I mean, some people's rhythm or pace might be similar, but, like, if you don't even know what your rhythm or your pace in life is, like, how you typically like to move or do things... If you don't take the time to actually figure that stuff out, then you just going to be trying to copy off of what somebody else is doing and what somebody else told you. And then you're going to be trying to figure out why it's not working for you, but you haven't figured out your rhythm yet. And like you were saying, like, sometimes it takes you experiencing certain things to understand, like what you were saying with your purpose. Like, you'll learn, like, oh, I have a new purpose here, or something else that you might want to do. But that same thing goes for your rhythm, and same thing goes for your pace. Like, sometimes you don't know what your rhythm is until you have a particular experience. And then you're like, oh, I didn't like how sped up that was. I didn't like how rushed that was. I didn't like how slow they were moving. So then you start to figure out how you work in between, and you find people that can help you at that pace. But until you find your actual rhythm in life, you're not going to find your rhythm in work. And I don't even mean life. I just mean life in general, like your day-to-day rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Once you figure that out, then you can start figuring out your rhythm of being outside, or your rhythm of working. But that's important to know. Even the fact that you recognize that your rhythm has been off, it's like, all right, now you can take the steps to get back in rhythm.
I definitely agree. I also think it's funny because the knowing yourself, it's not. I don't even think it's always 100% about like knowing the totality of who you are. It's more so about like trusting whatever the feeling is. Because, like, perfect example, when we were at the store yesterday, something in me told me to turn left. Right, I was like, we were coming back from the supermarket, or whatever, and I was like, something told me to turn left, but I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna turn right. This is the way I normally go. I turn right, car almost swerved with him. I was like, oh wow, that was why. I'm glad I was driving slowly. Then I'm like, it's mad traffic. Kids are getting let out of school. I'm like, oh, this is a lot. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna keep going. Cool, I'm going, and then. The whole thought was like, see, you probably should have turned left. I was like, all right, it's whatever, it's cool. The car in front of me that almost hit me hit somebody in front of me. And I was like, ooh, that's crazy. And I was like, now the whole lane is blocked up. I was like, normally I would go right. Something in me is telling me, still try and go left. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. Did the left, and I'm like, dang, it's traffic this way. I don't even know. I was like, maybe I should have just went left the initial time.
Went back home.
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? Right. But it's like all of that gave me an experience of being like, see, this is why you should trust it immediately as soon as you get it. And I think it was something I saw on TikTok. She was saying that we typically think that we're going to have a thought, we're going to decide something, and then we're going to have an experience. It's the opposite. You have an experience. Then you get a chance to decide what's going on. So it's like we keep trying to make a decision, or again, we try to make a decision and then have a thought and then have an experience. Like, we keep trying to have the experience last. A lot of times you have the experience first, and then you have to decide what it means to you. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like that decision, what it means to you, is reflecting. You can't reflect until
you experience
something. Yeah, yeah. So, like, again, even with that, I eventually make the left, and I'm in traffic. I'm like, you know what? I've never been down this street. Let me just, cause she had called me. She was like, what are we doing? Are we gonna make a U-turn? I'm like, this is if I try a third time to go back down this street, I'm gonna be crazy. Like in my mind, I was like, this is crazy.
And then we had to make a U-turn, and then a bus started coming.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, I'm not doing this. We're just gonna go this way. Like, I should have listened the first time. Let's go. And just understanding. So I say all of that to say the knowing yourself really is like trusting how you feel. Not even knowing your full self, just knowing how you truly feel about something. I think that's enough for you to figure out most of it.
So, go ahead. Is knowing yourself, like, does that equate to respecting yourself? Like, does that correlate to respecting yourself? Like, not knowing yourself, the trusting yourself, like, do you feel like you can trust yourself if you don't respect yourself?
You can trust yourself if you don't respect yourself. Go ahead.
I feel like if you don't respect yourself, in what way?
Like, respect yourself enough to, like, listen to yourself.
Then you don't trust yourself. I feel like those are that means the same thing. So if you trust yourself, then you're trusting yourself to know that you are going to make the best decision for you, right? If you don't respect yourself enough to listen to yourself, then you don't trust yourself, because that means that you automatically think that whatever your thought was, whatever decision that you're going to make is going to be wrong. So I think that's the opposite of actually trusting yourself. I feel like trusting yourself, at least for me, in my experience and what I had to learn, was that valuing myself was synonymous with trusting myself. Like, making sure that, like, if I say that I am this person, if I feel like I was raised this particular way, and I know that God instilled all of these things in me, and I know that God gave me the power to make the best decision for myself, then I'm going to trust myself. And it's not like an easy thing to do, but I feel like if you don't respect, that means like you don't respect your own decision and you don't respect your own choice, right? And a lot of times we listen to other people and we trust other people's opinions and other people's thoughts and other people's decisions for our lives over our own because of the fact that we value other people's opinions over our own. And in valuing myself, I found that it is important that I also trust myself and trust God and trust the God in me. So I don't think that, long story short, I don't think that I don't think that you can respect yourself and not trust yourself. I think they have to be together. Like, if you trust yourself, you respect yourself. If you respect yourself, you trust yourself. That's it.
Mm. Sorry, I'm trying to decide if I agree or not. I think a large part of me does. I think there are times where I think you can trust yourself. I think you can trust yourself, but that doesn't always necessarily mean you're going to respect yourself. Because, like, you can trust yourself to do the wrong thing. That doesn't necessarily mean you respect yourself, to me.
I guess you have.
So, like, you can trust, like, listen, I know I'm going to. But, I mean, but there is a level of respect there, because it's like, I know, let's say you go in a scenario where it's like, you know, you feel like you don't have the same level of control as you would like. I know myself enough to know that if I go over there, I'm gonna eat those cookies. I can't go in that pantry, I'm gonna eat those cookies. So it's like, I'm gonna move myself away from whatever the scenario is. So I think, to a degree, I do agree with what I was just saying. I don't know if it's always.
But even in that scenario, it's like, sorry to cut you off.
You good? No.
Even in that scenario, you trusted yourself to know what you were going to do in either situation. Like, you trusted yourself to be like, if I go over there, I'm going to eat them cookies, so I'm going to go this way. I feel like that's, like, you respected your you trusted yourself and respected your decision to go the opposite direction because you knew what was going to happen.
Sure.
So, I feel like, yes, there are different levels to it, but I do feel like they go hand in hand. What do you guys think? But yeah, I do think that that's an important part of like finding your rhythm, finding your pace, like just figuring out even what you want to do in life. Like, what is your work? Like, or if you want to work or not.
I feel like life reveals that to you as you experience life.
Yeah.
I agree.
So you gotta experience life first and then you'll find your work. That's my conclusion.
Yeah.
I don't even know if the episode over, but
I definitely agree. I also think, at least in the idea of like knowing yourself, I don't know when you fully know yourself. Like, I think it's you're like, you know yourself as this iteration, mm-hmm. like this version of you, but to fully know yourself, I think you can know what's true for you right now, and I think that's enough for you to
mm-hmm.
kind of move forward. It's like, mm-hmm. hey, listen, I don't know what's going to be true for me next year, but right now, this is.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I agree. Like, we constantly evolving and growing, so it's just a moment-by-moment thing, like, of knowing yourself.
And I was going to say, I agree, is just a moment-by-moment thing. but you definitely did say what I was about to say. Like, we are constantly evolving, but that's why you have to, in order to continue to know yourself, you have to be open to learning yourself or whatever version of yourself as you grow and being open to experiencing that version of yourself.
And letting go of the old
version. Yes, you definitely gotta let go of the old version. Because,
Same thing. Ooh,
why
they
out here just stretching and cracking?
Listen, y'all sternums don't crack, but listen, if y'all out there have experienced a good sternum crack, the relief is amazing. But yeah.
But the only way he know that his sternum cracks is because he knows himself, you know?
One day I was like, I said, did I break something? I hope I didn't break nothing, but I was like, that felt amazing.
He had to learn that about himself. And for some reason, he won't let it go.
Oh, it's amazing.
I think that needs
It's to because be you haven't done it yet. That's the reason why you haven't experienced it. And you can't, you know.
I've had my sternum cracked by a chiropractor, I think. But not personally. It's not exhilarating. Anyways. But do y'all have any final thoughts on any and all that we talked about today? Like, do y'all feel like y'all are living life or just working? Let's end it with that.
I feel like I'm murking. Hey, y'all, murking, y'all. So what is that?
I feel like I'm working more than I'm living life. That was working and working more. I'm murking more than I'm life. I'm working more than I'm living life. Currently, but I feel like that's the season that I'm in. But before, I was living more than I was working. And to go a step further, once I started putting myself first, I'll be wanting to live life though, but I'm in a season where I gotta get myself together. I have to undo things that I've done so then I can live life the way that I want to live life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think it's weird because I think for a long portion I was working more, and then I had some, like, I'll go very long portions of working, and then on the flip side I'll have a very long portion of living.
Mm-hmm.
So right, I'm coming fresh off the heels of a living experience, and when I got back, the only thing I told myself was I don't feel like working. Like, just thinking about it, I was like, man, I don't want to do this, but realizing that I have to do parts of it, because if I don't start, I'm never going to get to the work portion. So I've been trying to get the rhythm of it. But yeah, so I think as of late, over a longer span of time, I've been working more. But the most recent encounter, I was living a little bit more than I wasn't prepared to be living that much. Smack me on the head. Whoa, okay. People.
For me, I feel like throughout my life, I have been working more than living life. But also, okay, we talking about creative work. Let me backtrack. I don't know. I think I'm in a season of working as well. I feel like there was a lot of movement before, but not a lot of action. So like now I'm actually working. I did just also come off of an experience where I was living for a little while. And when we were talking to you and you would be listening, oh yeah, I got this done. I was like, dang. He getting a lot of things done. And I'm out here just, but it was also like, oh, but I'm seeing people. I'm, you know, like visiting friends and family.
Having experiences.
Having like actual experiences. And it was like, I'm going to need this in a few months when I start writing again. So it was good. But I don't think that I figured out my rhythm yet. Like the rhythm that really... I guess fully works for me in this season. But I do feel like I'm also in a season of more work than play right now. And then soon I'm going to be in a season of let's play some more.
I feel like I'm headed into a season of where my life is going to be like, hold on, cut this part out. Y'all know that doesn't help. I'm headed into the season where living is part of my work. So it may seem like I'm working, but this is also an experience. Like, I'm actually enjoying this experience. I'm not looking at it as work. Mental, physical, spiritual, monetary, whatever gains come from me living life. So that's where I'm headed. It's just abundance is attached to my life. That's where I'm headed.
No, sir. Mm-hmm. What was the question?
There was no question.
Oh, word.
But do you feel like you figured out your rhythm? you had it too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's a similar space. I think early on when I was younger, it was a lot of living. And I mean, that's what, when you're younger, it's just everything is a new experience. And then I got introduced to like working in terms of like crafts and creative things. And I fell in love with that portion. And now I'm just trying to fall in love with both, like just understanding where I exist on the spectrum of both of those things. Like, where am I at currently? Like, where am I? Have I been living? Have I gotten a wealth of experiences where it's like, all right, I don't need to be out right now. I need to reflect on what those things meant. Or has it been like, I've been trying to pull from an empty well this whole time, trying to figure out, hey, this, I gotta keep working. So it's like, for me, I think it's similar to trying to get in the rhythm of, I mean, I already enjoy, really it's just enjoying both. So just getting into the rhythm of enjoying both and knowing when to hit the off switch for one and hit the on switch for the other. And of course, abundance, love, you know, success, all of that good stuff wrapped in one. Mm. Confidence, overwhelming. I said confidence over, I'm sorry. What about you?
I started.
Oh, my bad. Where?
Mine wasn't as elaborate as y'all's, but yeah, I don't know that I figured out my full rhythm just yet. Like, as far as work and play, I feel like I'm in a season of more work than play right now.
Yeah, that was the question.
Yeah, that was the question. See, yeah.
I'll just answer another question. Like, yeah, we was talking, your question was, are we working more than playing right now?
I didn't even ask a question.
Yes, you did. You said that's how we want to end it.
That was originally. And then
everybody answered, and then I was like, I feel like I'm moving into a season of.
Oh, so I should say where I'm moving to?
If you want.
Said where I was moving to. I said I feel like I was moving into a season of more play. Like, let's play some more. And then you went to move into, and then you
And I said I was moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Yep.
All right, y'all. Thank you for chilling with us. That's the podcast for today. The Great Area Podcast.
Great.
Okay. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. And also, don't forget to join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can catch this podcast live and early as well as our other content. But in the meantime, we will see y'all next week.
Adios!
Badman Breezington out.
Peace, love, and soul, okay? Hoo child.
You say what?
And know yourself! Know your worth! Jukebox, hit me with another jam!
Get on my face! Get on my motherfucking face!
Please.
Push the goddamn button!